Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf, Dalet Amud Aleph, has a very, very essential klal that applies in many areas of halacha, of interesting shailas that come up. So the klal is, V'chi omrim lo la'adam chata, v'shiyiska chaverecha, will we ever say that a person should sin in order to prevent his friend from violating an iser? The Gemara is talking about, should a person do radiyas apas? Should he remove some bread that's in the walls, attached to the walls of the oven, which would be a violation of an issur midrabanan, in order to protect his friend from getting a chagas? Because if the bread continues to bake, it's going to be a violation of a fia for his friend. So can he do the issur midrabanan of radiyas apas to protect his friend? And the Gemara says, will we ever let a person do that? Certainly not. A person, of course, has to protect his friend, but if it means he's going to get an Aveira, even though that Aveira is going to be a lesser level, he does not have to and he shouldn't do the Isser in order to protect his friend from a Chatas, or perhaps even worse, Skila. So there's an interesting tshuva of the Maharsham. Maharsham asks the question, whether or not, or someone asked him the question, whether or not they're allowed to open up fleishik stores and butchers during the 9 days, because there was a concern that people in the area, if they can't buy kosher meat, they'll buy non-kosher meat. So can you open up the store during 9 days? Because the Ramah writes that we're not supposed to shecht, I'm not supposed to sell meat at all during the 9 days. The fleishik shops, the butchers, should be closed. But perhaps you should violate this din of the Ramah. You should open up the butchers during the 9 days so that other people won't do averos. So is that allowed? So Maharsham says there are two reasons why one's allowed to be makel. He says, this din, that a person should not sin, you should sin, so your friend should be zocha, he should avoid an avera. He says, that's only true when it comes to a yachid. But Tosas on the side points out as follows. He says, how is it allowed? You're allowed to free an Eved Kanani, the Gemara says in Gittin and Brachos. You're allowed to free an Eved Kanani, or Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. You could free him so he could get married and have children. And you're allowed to free an Eved Kanani to make a minion. How is that allowed? How can you violate an Isser to help the people out, to help him get married? And the answer is, the Gemara says, because mitzvah the rabbim shayin. In order to have a minion, so you're allowed to violate the Isser of an Eved Kanani, freeing an Eved Kanani, so that you could have the help the rabbim. You're allowed to have a Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin free, in order for him to perform the mitzvah of Peravu, which is considered a mitzvah the Rabbi, because it impacts the entire world, the community that we live in. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Rabbim, you are allowed to violate a type of Isser to help the Rabbim. Here as well, says the Maharsham, you would be allowed to open up the stores, the fleishik butcher shops, during the 9 days in order to help the Rabbim and prevent the Rabbim from violating the Isser of eating treif going to other butcher shops. Maharsham says there's a second reason, that this din, that the person should not violate an Aveira, a Chata, a person should not sin, Kadesh Yitzcha Chaverecha, that's only true when it comes to a real Isser. But this case of opening up the butcher is not an iser. It's simply a minhag. It's a chumrah to midas chasidas. So when the tension is a low-level type of iser, not even an iser, a minhag and a chumrah ba'alma, that certainly one would be able to violate it in order to protect the rabbim.